This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Several of us on Fresh Air are big fans of a singer-songwriter named Lucinda Williams. We had her on for a short interview a few years ago after the release of her album called Lucinda Williams. Now she has a new record called Sweet Old World, and she's performing tonight at the 31st Annual Philadelphia Folk Festival. So we invited her to our studios to play a few songs. She brought her guitarist Gerf Morlix with her. Williams was born in Louisiana and grew up around the South. The family moved around because her father, the poet Miller Williams, taught at different universities. Williams got her start as a folk singer. Her first album in 1979 featured Delta blues and traditional country songs. Since then, she's mostly played her own songs. She's going to play a couple of songs from her new album, but we're going to open her concert with a song I particularly like from her previous album. Here's Lucinda Williams and Gerf Morlix.
This is a song off the Rough Trade album. It's called I Just Want to See You So Bad. And I wrote this, it's a true story. I was driving from Houston to San Antonio at about midnight to see someone. Of course, I don't do things like that anymore. I wrote this about 10 or 11 years ago. About 11 years ago, I guess.
One, two.
I drove my car in the middle of the night. I just want to see you so bad. The road was dark, but the stars were bright. I just want to see you so bad. It didn't matter what my friends would say. I was going to see you anyway. I just want to see you so bad. I just want to see you so bad. You were staying in a big hotel. I just want to see you so bad. I didn't know you very well. I just want to see you so bad. We always talked on the telephone, but I never been with you all along. I just want to see you so bad. 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 I just want to see you so
That sounded great. That's a song by my guest, Lucinda Williams, who's with us, along with Gerf Morlix on electric guitar. And so, Lucinda, should I ask you what happened to that relationship after?
it didn't even evolve really into a relationship. Yeah.
You've described your songs as being country songs with rock and roll lyrics. What do you mean by that?
Well, sort of in the sense that the melodies are sort of basic and more kind of basic and traditional for the most part, but the lyrics are fairly contemporary, I guess.
And the setting's kind of rock and roll, too. I think you can get a sense of that with Gerf playing here, too. Do you know what
right.
I mean? And on the record, there's a more kind of full rock and roll band. Gerf,
yeah.
let me ask you, do you do any of the arrangements for it?
Yeah, we kind of put them all together, get the band together, and a lot of these just evolved on the road. We just start playing the songs, work them up at soundcheck.
I think it sounds great, but why did you want to head in that direction of working with a rock and roll band when you could have chosen a more country-oriented sound or a more folk-oriented sound?
Well, I just like that. It's just, I don't know, it's more fun to me, and it's more
It's not as limiting, mm-hmm. I think. You know, there's so many variations and things we can do. And we still do kind of straighter country stuff, and we just sort of incorporate it, you know, in between all the other stuff. So we can kind of just do whatever we want.
Well, you have a new album, and I want you to play the title song from it. It's called Sweet Old World. Is this a song about someone who you know or knew?
Well, it sort of started off, you know, some songs I probably worked on this for about a year off and on. And sometimes I don't really know which direction a song is going to go in. I just sort of have an idea, and something might happen to sort of spur it on and kind of push it in a certain direction. And that's kind of what happened with this song. A friend of mine's father had committed suicide just sort of out of the blue. But it's not really just about that specific incident. It's just sort of kind of as a statement about that, I guess. You know, sort of speaking to that person.
Let's hear it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
See what you lost when you left this world. This sweet old world. What you lost when you left this world. This sweet old world. A sweet and tender kiss. The sound of a midnight train wearing someone's ring. Someone calling your name. Somebody lost when you left this world, this sweet old world.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Listen, what was the reaction of your friend whose father committed suicide when you played the song for your friend?
Oh, she cried. You know, she was very touched.
You said it took you a year to write the song?
I think I'd kind of started it probably about that long ago and kind of would go back to it at different times and work on it a little bit and then kind of go back to it. And
did you ever write poetry without music before writing songs?
No, I really didn't. I sort of tried and fooled around with that a little bit, but I really didn't get into that.
Did that have anything to do with the fact that your father's a pretty well-known poet, Miller Williams? Did you feel intimidated by his writing?
No, I didn't feel intimidated. I just didn't feel like I could really do it. it's just a really different thing, I think.
How do you think it's different?
Yeah. Well, it has to stand alone without music and have sort of a rhythm of its own. And, you know, he can't really write songs either. I don't try to write poetry, and he doesn't try. He does sort of try to write songs sometimes. He'll give me something, you know. And
Have you set one to music?
He won't write the music, but he'll write something that he thinks might be a good song, and he'll give it to me and say, see what you can do with this, you know.
So have you ever done it?
Oh, I've tried, but, you know, it's just a different thing.
Right, you're really on your own wavelength with your music, too.
Yeah,
right?
It's hard to just take lyrics from someone else and just put music to them.
If you're just joining us, in the studio with us performing is Lucinda Williams, who has a new album called Sweet Old World. And with her on electric guitar is Gerf Morlix, who's also featured on the record, and they've been playing together for years. We're going to take a short break, then talk some more. This is Fresh Air. Performing in the studio with us today, Lucinda Williams and Gerf Morlix. How did you both start performing together?
Well, we actually knew each other back in Houston in the mid-70s, but we weren't working together then. And then we both ended up in L.A., and a mutual friend of ours kind of put us together because I was trying to put a band together. And I guess that was about 85, late 84, early 85.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Something like that.
Seems like forever.
Yeah, and so we've been together ever since.
Gerf, what's different for you playing with a rock and roll band and playing with a singer as a member of the band?
Basically nothing except the volume is a little louder with the band, but my style just is based on the song.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I don't have a song to play, then I might as well not be playing. So it's just a little louder, but, you know, if it was flat-out rock and roll, I'd still be, you know, thinking of the song as I was playing it.
You play with a lot of space. I think you use space really well in your playing.
Well, thanks. A lot of that comes from lack of technique. I have no choice.
He's
I can't play anything fast, so I leave holes. And people seem to like that.
But that's become his trademark, I think, now.
Well, it makes for kind of real, like a sensitive accompaniment. Do you know what I mean?
You don't see that often, I don't think.
I didn't think so either, but I thought maybe I was wrong.
No, I don't think enough people do that, but it is partly because of a limitation. But I also, you know, just, you know, I'm backing up the singer and the song has to come across, so I don't want to get in the way at all. So.
Yeah, those limitations, I think, sort of become almost what people like.
Well, I think limitations always get turned into strengths.
Because that's what I feel, how I feel about my singing, too. I could say the same thing.
What would you see as your limitation?
My range. I'm not completely, you know, I feel limited as a singer, you know. Gerf and I were talking about this when we were doing the album, you know, and he said, well, I feel limited as a guitar player, and you know, that really surprised me, but probably a lot of musicians, if you ask them, would say that.
And you put these songs across like no one else can, you know? It's like,
exactly, and there's an emotional feeling to your voice, too. And I don't know whether you might feel that it's hard for you to reach certain high notes, but as you're getting to them,
especially
there's just
this
emotional
early
feeling to it that I think, you know, really comes across. I really like your singing a lot.
Thanks.
Are you self-conscious about performing?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wait, do you think of yourself more as the writer than the performer?
Yeah. Yeah, but I enjoy performing. I mean, yeah.
Well, now someone is, I think someone had already recorded one of your songs, but Mary Chapin Carpenter now has a recording of Passionate Kisses,
yeah.
Which is a wonderful song of yours. I was thinking, I was trying to put myself in your shoes, which of course wasn't easy, but I was trying to imagine how I'd feel if someone else had released a single of my song. And now, in your circumstance, the album that it was on, it was a fantastic album that got rave reviews, but probably didn't sell all that much in the way that albums on independent labels don't sell all that much. And she's tending to sell a lot of records.
She's been doing
now.
Real well.
Yeah, so on the one hand, I'm sure you feel really great that the song's going to be getting out more, but on the other hand, you're going to feel a little bit of resentment if it does better than your version.
No. Not at all.
Uh-huh.
Quite the contrary. Well, I'm really flattered that she's doing it.
Yeah, and, yeah.
You know, it's just more help for me, you know.
As a songwriter.
In my career, and as a song, as exposure as a songwriter and everything. Because, you know, I think our audiences overlap a little bit. So, you know, that's just even better for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you to do another song from your new album.
Okay.
How about Six Blocks Away? That's going to be the single, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I guess we should do that.
Did you ever have a single before?
Well, they tried to put a single out when I was on Rough Trade, but... nothing really ever happened with it.
Okay. Well, we have Lucinda Williams, singer, songwriter, guitarist, Gurf Morlix on electric guitar, and this is from Lucinda's new album, Sweet Old World, and Lucinda and Gurf are in the studio with us playing in our studio. Here we go.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Over his head and food to eat, but he can hardly make it day to day, 'cause everything he wants is six blocks away, six blocks away. He's got a regular job and it pays the rent in a donut shop on 3rd and 10th, but he doesn't understand why she turned him away. He can hear her heartbeat six blocks away, blocks away.
Six blocks away,
30th Street.
Six blocks away,
he can hear her heartbeat.
Six blocks away,
30th Street.
Six blocks away,
he can hear her heartbeat.
Six blocks away.
Turns his eyes from the people he meets. It hurts so bad, what can he say? He sends her a message six blocks away, six blocks away.
Six blocks away,
30th Street.
Six blocks away,
he can hear her heartbeat.
Six blocks away,
30th Street.
Six blocks away,
he can hear heartbeat
six blocks away. Six blocks away. Six blocks away.
That's great, and that's but.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, what I was going to say is that that's Lucinda Williams and Gurf Morlix, and it's a wonderful song. I hope
thanks.
Hope it does well, and I want to thank you both a lot for doing this concert for us.
Thanks, Terry.
And you're on the road now.
We're doing the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and we'll be doing some more touring in the fall.
Okay. Yeah. Like being on the road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's nice.
We like to play.
Good. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for doing the concert. Listen to William's new album is called Sweet Old World. It's on Chameleon Records, which is part of Elektra. And I'm Terry Gross. This is Fresh Air. And I wonder if you could just play us out with something.
Sure.